Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're here to talk about the Buffalo Stand Down tomorrow. This is a heads up for veterans and their families. Tomorrow is the 18th annual Buffalo Stand Down. In studio with us is Kristen Weiss with VA Healthcare and Homeless Program staff, along with Sean Lindstrom. Kristen, let me start with you. This is an annual event, and are veterans pretty familiar with this?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having us. As you said, this is our 18th annual event. This is the first year that it is open to veterans that are not homeless. It's open to every single veteran in the Western New York community and their families. So we're very excited this year.
Now, I'm looking through some of the different services that you're going to provide all at this one event. So employment services, there's haircuts, there's eye care, there's even preventative pet care that you're going to be offering. Can you talk about some of the things that veterans are able to take advantage of from this one event?
Absolutely. Tomorrow, we're going to have about 160 different service providers, both VA and community. And like you said, we're going to have employment. We're going to have 40 employers there that are ready to hire on the spot. So come with a resume and dress to impress. We're going to have medical exams. You can have your primary care, check up with some hepatitis C testing, HIV testing, have your glucose checked, have your cholesterol checked, get your eyes checked. There's a lot of fun giveaways we're going to be giving out from Military Surplus. There's going to be a free meal. The list goes on and on of what's available.
Sean, you're virtually taking over KeyBank Center then, right?
Yeah, they've been fantastic to us. When we approached the Buffalo Sabres, because we kind of outgrew the footprint over at Coca-Cola Field where we've had it the last few years, and they're excited to have us, and we'll be down there today setting things up, and we'll be all throughout Alumni Plaza, the event level, and then the 100 level of KeyBank tomorrow.
What are the hours tomorrow, Sean?
It's from 10 to 3. Veterans can start to come in and pre-register. I think we're going to start opening the doors up around 9 o'clock, and the providers will be there from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
And parking is free. You want everybody to know that, right?
Yeah. In years past, we think about the times we've been at the Connecticut Street Armory where there is no parking and folks are parking blocks away. Here at the arena, the Sabres have made open their lot on the corner of their parking garage on the corner of Swan and Illinois is free to everyone coming to the stand down.
And Kristen, if people are thinking, oh, well, the stand down, this is just for homeless veterans. It's not. This is the first year, you said, that this is opening up to everybody?
Absolutely. Every VA across the country is required to host a stand down, and traditionally that is for homeless veterans. In 2016, our community received the designation from Washington to have effectively ended veteran homelessness. That does not mean there aren't homeless veterans or that there won't be, but it means that as a community, we have the infrastructure to help assist a homeless veteran and their families. So this year is going to be a very different take on the stand down. We want every single veteran in Western New York to come tomorrow. If you haven't registered in the VA, you can do that tomorrow, because everybody, any veteran could benefit from these resources tomorrow, and we want them to.
Now, because of all that, I'm expecting you're expecting to see more people than you usually do. How many people normally turn out for this event? How many are you expecting tomorrow?
Well, in 2016, we saw 459 veterans, and we went from 459 to about 630 last year. And as we continue to educate the community on what it means to be at risk, at the end of the month, what we said, if you're trying to decide whether or not you need to charge your grocery bills or your light bill, you need to be at the stand down. There's advantages and services that you could be taking advantage of. So, I don't think there's necessarily a limit as to what we can expect tomorrow. Probably around 1,000 veterans.
Are there more providers than ever before, too?
Absolutely. I think we had about 120 service providers last year, mm-hmm. and now we're up to 166. And this morning, we were still getting calls saying, we want to be there, and we're going to KeyBank right after this to see if we can fit them.
So don't let those numbers maybe scare you off. 1,000 people might attend, but between the hours and how many different people there are to provide service, it's not like you're going to be standing around waiting for anything. I mean, there are plenty of people available to talk to right away.
Absolutely. I'm really glad you said that because I personally am not a fan of crowds. And we have over 250 volunteers there tomorrow ready to assist with any veteran. So that we're hoping to move the lines very quickly. We don't anticipate it, you know, having bottlenecks. And it's spread out enough that I think you'll feel comfortable.
All right. Again, let's say the number or time. It's 10 until 3 tomorrow. Mm-hmm. KeyBank Center. What else do they need to know? Do they need to bring their military ID?
They bring a copy of a DD-214, VA ID, military ID, things like that. The same type of ID you'd show at a Lowe's or Home Depot to get your 10% off. You want to show that to get in the door. One of the things we do give out is military surplus, and we have a duty to the Department of Defense to verify that it is going to veterans. So we have some high-value items to be given away to veterans.
All right. Well, it all sounds like a great event, and we hope there's a big turnout tomorrow. If you missed any of the information, we'll post it on Twitter and our Facebook page this morning. Guys, thanks so much for coming out. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you so much. See you at the stand down.
Okay, that's Kristen Weiss and Sean Lindstrom, VA Healthcare for Homeless Program staff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.